Here we go. It's Tuesday, March 19th, 2024, Season 3, Episode 27. This is What's Eating Kale. I'm Kale. Somewhat unprepared day today, and I got to make up for some mistakes that I made yesterday. So let's see how that goes today. I didn't get my new car yesterday. I'm getting it today. little disappointed in the sales guy just because he didn't tell me on Saturday that he wasn't coming until noon on Monday and that there'd be almost no way to get my car all ready to go for yesterday. So getting it today, and I'll be telling you all about it tomorrow. So I guess that'll be, I guess I get to, you know, like, I don't know, as much excitement as I had yesterday, I get to have it again today. I did get a little disappointment, but, cold this morning, but a warmer day today in the mid 50s, supposed to be. So we'll see how that, plays out, but, it then isn't going to be nice. So, got to start preparing ourselves for the other shoe dropping, even though it's technically not winter anymore. Which brings me to being grateful today. I already talked about almost all of it. I'm getting my new car today, so I'm super grateful for that. I'm grateful for being able to be grateful 2 days in a row for the same thing. It's kind of a double whammy. I'm grateful for that it's going to be warmer today and then we get a cold snap. Maybe have a few inches of snow tomorrow. Overnight, I guess. Finally, I'm grateful that it's the first day of spring. I mean, you can't escape this, right? Like, I mean, even if it feels cold outside, I guess we're here, and that's a good thing. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that, you know what, we've had this super cake winter. Let's not forget that. Don't forget to be grateful today. If you're grateful for somebody, let them know. It's a good thing to do. If it's somebody's birthday today, let them know that you wish them a happy birthday. Celebrity birthdays today. I screwed this up yesterday. I had the wrong date yesterday. So I read today's birthdays yesterday. So today I'm going to read yesterday's birthday, and then I'll just highlight a couple of today's just so I can feel back on track again. all right, so these are yesterday's birthdays. These I should have read yesterday. I feel like I'm competing with that a little too much. Composer John Kander from Chicago is 97. Actor Brad Dourif of Deadwood and Lord of the Rings is 74. Jazz guitarist Bill Frisell, it might be Frisell, is 73. Keyboardist Karen Grotberg of the Jayhawks is 65. Actor Jeffrey Owens of The Cosby Show, 63. Actor Thomas Ian Griffin of Cobra Kai and Karate Kid Part 3 is 62. TV personality Mike Rowe. I love that guy. Dirty Jobs is the... If you ever get to watch Dirty Jobs with Mike Rowe, it's great. He's 62 today. Okay, now this is the way this birthday came down. It says singer-actor Vanessa Williams from Desperate Housewives and Ugly Betty is 61. But I say... She's more accurately described as an American singer, actress, model, producer, and dancer who gained recognition as the first African-American woman to receive a Miss America title back in 1984, but she resigned her title amid controversy surrounding photographs of her being published in Penthouse magazine. 32 years later, Williams was offered a public apology during Miss America 2016 pageant for those events. They really, really... destroyed her. She came back and she did great. She released an album. She, you know, had hits and she married and dated well. But I mean, I'm just saying that they really made her sound bad during that period of time. Keyboardist Scott Saunders of Sons of the Desert is 60. Actor David Kubit of Medium is 59. Guitarist Jerry Cantrell from Alice in Chains is 58. Actor Michael Bergen from Baywatch is 55. Queen Latifah is 54 today. Comedian Dane Cook think it's 52. Philip Sweet of singer Philip Sweet of Little Big Town is 50. Adam Levine of Maroon 5 is 45 today. Highlights from yesterday's birthdays. Now, these birthdays are actually today's birthdays, but we heard these yesterday. Actor Ursula Andress from Dr. No and Casino Royale, she's 88 today. All those birthdays I read before, they're from yesterday. Today's birthday, Ruth Poynter of the Poynter Sisters. I said that I didn't realize that they were actually a family named Poynter. I just thought that was a stage name. Ruth is 78 today. Glenn Close, 77. And Bruce Willis is 69 today. If you know anybody having a birthday today, make sure to say happy birthday. And if you want me to mention your birthday or someone you love's birthday, it's mail@kalegwin.com. M-A-I-L at C-A-L-E-G-U-I-N. Time for entertainment and other non-political headlines. All right, so my first headline. Now, my headlines are never in order, so don't take any of this for, oh, that's the most important thing. No, just the first headline that I grabbed. Jeff Lynne's ELO announced their final tour called Over and Out, and they say that Jeff Lynne says this is it. He's done. And if you're among the listeners who are saying, who's ELO? They had a number of big hits, and they're kind of an eclectic, weird band. Progressive music, and some of their songs sound a little Beatlesque. Some of them are very unique. So let me just play a couple of clips from some of their hits. The first one is the weirdest song that was a hit. This is called Mr. Blue Sky, and this is ELO, Mr. Blue Sky.
Why you had to hide away for so long? Why did we go wrong? Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to hide away for so long.
All right. This is one of my favorites. This next one is Telephone Line, and I always liked the beginning of this so much, and I just thought it was so cool.
Black nights.
And then their biggest hit was called Don't Bring Me Down. And I'll just play a little bit of this and just to get you in the mood for Yellow. They're a very cool band. I think that if you're not familiar with them, go visit them. If you are familiar with them, I bet you're going, you know what? I should go revisit these guys. Audio really is bad on these. Sorry. You got to get a couple of those in there, otherwise the song's just not complete. Let's remember, we're doing entertainment headlines. That was ELO. They're going on a final tour. The final tour is called Over and Out, and that's ELO. I know people who are 100% going to kill themselves to get to that show. I don't know that I would kill myself to get to the show, but if it was in town, somebody's like, hey, you want to go? I'd probably be like, yeah, maybe. John Bon Jovi says he's not been in contact with Richie Sambora, despite the upcoming documentary on the band. In an interview with Ultimate Classic Rock, the Living on a Prayer singer, 62, confirmed that although he and former Bon Jovi guitarist Richie Sambora are both participating in the new documentary series about the band, they have not personally been in contact. John says, we're not in contact because he's not in the organization any longer. It doesn't mean there's not love forever, but it's 11 years ago that he just didn't show up anymore. So still some kind of bad feelings here. But made some great music back in the day. And you'd think that someday they would, I don't know, just kiss and make up, I guess. Bruno Mars, great musician and musical performer, but maybe not such a good gambler. Bruno's residency at the MGM Grand in Vegas is said to be worth about $90 million a year, and I'm sure the show is just incredible. But rumor has it, there was a story out yesterday, that he owes this huge gambling debt, like $50 million. He's got a thing for the poker, you know what I'm saying? However, MGM Grand came out yesterday and said that is not true, that Bruno has no debt with them, and they are looking to do even more ventures with him down the road. So, if you read a story that he's way in debt, not true according to MGM. So, from TMZ, this is kind of interesting because it was a big TMZ story, which is where I get a lot of the entertainment news from. Donald Trump is struggling to pay his $464 million bond in the civil fraud case. He needs to post a $464 million bond to satisfy the judgment against him. By the end of this month, he's got to do that. His attorney says he's struggling to come up with the cash. Underwriters typically look for the bonds like this to be backed with cash, something liquid, or cash equivalent, something that you can just get rid of and you have the cash, which makes it tough to use real estate because you can't just sell that so quickly. His team says that Trump would need cash reserves nearing $1 billion for an insurance company to come on board, and it doesn't sound like he has that. Now, I thought he was one of the wealthiest. You know, he brags about how wealthy he is all the time. I guess maybe not. And if you have that much money, why don't you just fork over the $464 million and just go make more? Dr. Dre said says he suffered three strokes while in the hospital for a brain aneurysm. Most people don't make it through brain aneurysms, but he was on SiriusXM's This Life of Mine with James Corden. He spoke about the condition that worsened dramatically after he was hospitalized for pain behind his right ear. He says, next thing you know, I'm blacking out. I'm in and out of consciousness, and I ended up in the ICU. I was there for 2 weeks. I'm hearing the doctors coming in and going, You don't know how lucky you are. More notable during that interview, because that was back in like 2021. So everything's good. But more notable, he said, Eminem is untouchable on the mic. He is the best, hands down, according to Dr. Dre. Dr. Dre says his imagination is off the charts, and I don't think anyone would disagree with that. I think he's the best MC ever. This is, he says, point blank, period. Of course, there are going to be arguments about that because he's a white guy. I don't think anyone that is rapping can touch Eminem on that microphone. That's pretty big. And I don't necessarily have a problem with it. That's a big statement. Rose Hanbury denies affair rumors with Prince William. Here's what's going on. You know, this Kate Middleton photo thing. Well, this is all coming out as there's rumors of William being unfaithful. On Monday, lawyers of the 40-year-old, what is her name? Hanbury, told Business Insider that any and all reporting of improper relationships between William and Hanbury are completely false. Furthermore, Kensington Palace has refused to respond to questions about the nature of their relationships. So there probably is something going on there then. As soon as they deny it, you're like, meh. All right, moving right along to the good news. I'm trying to do these in a way that I'm kind of learning about them at the same time you are. And I should let the music play. I just talked right over all that. But in this story, it says that Americans want to be remembered more for their creativity, not fame and fortune. I don't know if I agree with this. Maybe I do. It's not fortune and fame Americans want to be remembered for. It's their creativity, according to a new poll. The survey of 2,000 adults in the United States revealed that at the end of their lives, 31% would rather leave their mark through creativity than through wealth, 14% said wealth, or humanitarian efforts, 10% said that. That's likely to come true, too, because fully 79% of respondents consider themselves creative, with only 5% people saying they are not creative. Nearly three quarters, 72%, admitted they wished they engaged in creativities more often. I guess that's what I'm doing here, right? I guess that's me. I don't know how you feel about that, but do you want people to go, you know that guy? Creativity is a weird thing to me, and I'm just interjecting really quick here. Because creativity to me oftentimes comes from experience. Once you know something well enough, that's when you can really get creative with it. Otherwise, you're trying just hard enough to keep up, right? So is there something that you are really good at that you're like, I'm so good at this, I can, you know, be more creative than other people? And I don't know. I just think that's an interesting, creativity is an interesting thing. The top three motivators for people to get more creative are sharing with the world, bonding with friends. Sharing with the world was 27% of the people said that. Bonding with friends and family, 24%. Wanting to relax or relieving stress, 22%. Regardless of how respondents categorize themselves, 77% admitted they'd be more likely to explore creativity if they were more confident in their abilities. There you go. Conducted by one poll on behalf of Sharpie and Papermate, the survey also explored all the ways Americans are basking in their creativity and found that many are taking it outside the box. It's inspiring to see just how many Americans consider themselves creative, though it's clear that there's more creativity to be unleashed, said Gina Lazaro, vice president of brand management for the companies. In addition to three quarters of those polled lacking creative confidence, 44% said that they are looking for encouragement from people that they care about. 43% want or need more practice, and 36% said that they need more products to help them be more creative. Right up Sharpie's alley, right? That works out pretty good. With the right tools in hand, Americans can overcome some of those barriers. That's what Marcus Bisky said. Almost one in five of all respondents engaged in creative activities daily. 18% said that, and while another 37% said at least weekly. So that's interesting. But now I feel like that poll is kind of skewed because it was done by a company who wants people to want to be creative. So, poo-poo to that. All right, what's eating kale today? A little bit of a gripe today. So, Lisa decided last night that she wanted to watch an Oprah special, Shame, Blame, and the Weight Watch Revolution. And normally she just gets a remote from me, but with just one caveat, and that is you can't just watch something super annoying. And there's a whole genre of movies that she loves or shows that she loves that I find annoying. So just not that. Otherwise, you can watch whatever you want. You have the remote. She was worried that this might fall into that category. So she's kind of like, we were talking about, well, I'll go in the bedroom. There's really nothing on. There wasn't a game on or anything like that. There wasn't something that, you know, like I'm going to watch, she's not going to watch. So, okay, fine. We'll watch it. It was interesting. The program was really more about weight loss drugs than anything else, but I learned a lot. These drugs have been approved by the FDA for over 20 years. I don't know if you knew that. The ones that we hear all this craze about right now, they've been here for 20 years. The craze we're seeing today is almost exclusively because of social media, specifically TikTok and weight loss videos that people are showing. I think that I've always kind of felt like obesity is a disease, like alcoholism is a disease, you know, like any kind of addiction is. But now there's this hard push to get it clinically labeled as a disease because most of the meds today are not covered by insurance. But when I think of this, I think that there are two kinds of people when it comes to being overweight. The person who makes poor choices, they're sedentary, eat too much, and the food they eat is not healthy. I would count myself in that category. And then there are people who are not just physically or genetically hardwired, but psychologically hardwired in a way that causes a bigger problem where they can't, they can't look at these things in a different way. You know, they're thinking about food all the time. They're kind of revolving themselves around food. They're just kind of hardwired to, and they're out exercising and they're doing the things, but they just kind of keep falling into this almost like robotically. The show preached a lot, It's Not Your Fault. They had some experts on there, really renowned, very trustworthy, just saying, look, there's stuff going on here that you can't control. You just can't. One revelation was that people who don't struggle with weight, many, not all of them, they never really think about food. That's fascinating to me. They eat when they're hungry and that's it. They don't ever really consider it otherwise. But then there's some of us who are eating breakfast going, what are we going to have for dinner? Now, I don't really believe that I feel like it's not controllable by me. I feel like I'm my own worst enemy here. So I don't feel like I should be running out taking pills. But that brings me to my point. The show was set up to say, two things: stop shaming people because in many, if not most cases, it's not easy. And judging, saying stuff like just get moving and eat healthier, you're lazy. That's not probably true for a lot of those people. Where I get concerned though is for those people who are simply not making good choices and not trying, that they see a program like that and they're like, see, it's not my fault. I need to be on this medication. These drugs have very real side effects, and while life-altering for those trying to beat obesity who can't, who psychologically, who mentally can't do it, physically can't do it, you know, the side effects are amazing. But the side effects in that case are nothing compared to any of the risks from the drug, because the obesity part is worse, and you can't control it. But they're very real, and so for those who can do for themselves, those side effects are maybe doing more harm than necessary. So that kind of freaks me out a little bit that they're, it's almost like giving them an out when they shouldn't have an out. Now, when I say they, I'm talking about a very specific people. I'm not saying everybody. I'm saying that those people who are just making bad choices and know they're making bad choices, those are the ones that are going to start, well, why don't I just take a pill? It'll be easier. Might be easier today. So that's what's eating kale today. We got Ben Hoatz coming up a little bit later on in the week. More with Carol Sumbury next week. Until the next time, make it a good one.